I'm sure you've heard the old joke. How many Presbyterians does it take to change a light bulb? Change? Change? But the truth is, if you're not interested in change, forget Christianity. From its roots, from its core, at the very heart of what it is, lies a commitment to change. When God enters our world, it is in order to change things. When God enters our life, it is in order to change us. And when we choose Christ, decide to follow him, that begins the process of change which makes us new so that we can change the world. Unpack the technical jargon of faith and theology, and most of it boils down to change. Salvation. Changed status. From doomed rebels to sons and daughters of God. Redemption. A changed role. From slave to sin to free men and women delighting in God. Repentance. Changed direction. No longer running as fast as our feet will carry us away from God, but turning our whole lives towards the sunlight of his love, coming out of the shadows. Sanctification is simply about changed priorities, so that we no longer live as if God mattered nothing to us, but instead live our lives to please him, not simply to please ourselves. Everywhere you turn in this Christianity business, change, change, change. How we view the environment changed because we see it as God's world, entrusted to our good stewardship, not some milch cow to be exploited till it dries up and dies. Other people, no longer hindrances to our ambitions, to be treated with indifference as we pursue our personal goals, but as our neighbours who deserve our love and to whom we are unavoidably committed, obligated, conjoined as brothers and sisters of the same creative love. Our talents and abilities, seen through the lens of a new vision, no longer what we have to use for our own goals and dreams and selfish purposes, but entrusted to us by God, not for us, but for him, to build his kingdom, to find our calling before God. Which means that we change the way we look at the world of work. It's no longer simply what we do to make a bob or two, but is our calling, our place in the plan, how we honour God in the workplace and serve him and our fellow men and women there. And the Bible describes that change, all those changes, in spiritual terms. We used to live according to the flesh, driven by the appetites and priorities of our lower nature. Now we live by the Spirit and bear the fruits of that Spirit: patience, kindness, love, peacemaking. So the idea of change, the reality of change, is woven into the very fabric of our faith. And we can no more have faith, a faith that leaves us unaltered, than we can hope to live in a relationship isolated from the demands and inconveniences that come with intimacy. Mary's song is a recipe for change, a manifesto for a changed world turned on its head by the new way of thinking, the new deal for humankind, whereby what Christ would have us be, how he would want us to live, determines the social order. And my, what a difference that makes. What a new world is born when the kingdom comes. The proud brought low, the humble exalted, the hungry filled with good things, the rich sent away with empty hands. And it all starts from God's determination to make things new. Here is humankind gone to hell in a basket, ruining the plan, disregarding the plan, from generation to disobedient and stupid generation, taking the Maker's instructions and ripping them up, taking the Maker's manual and chucking it in the bin. Result? Just read your morning paper. Chaos, anger, hurt, misery, destruction, a mess. As arrogant human beings, so sure of their own clarity of thought, drive a coach and four through the truth. What could all have been so different, so perfect, so beautiful, lies in pieces. And men kill, destroy, divide, ruin, widows weep, homes are shattered, and the garden is lost. Eden, out of our reach now. There has to be change. It has to change. It has to change. And the instrument of that change is Mary's child. Come to be for us healing and forgiveness, welcome and binding up of wounds, hope and shelter, truth and beauty. He will make things new. He will make us new. John the Baptist tells his generation that the way to find this joy and hope is to change direction, change the way of looking, change loyalties. Repentance is the beginning of that new journey. Like the daft laddie of the famous story who ran wild and got lost, then came to his senses just in time, turned for home where love waited to welcome him. Like that, you have to start the journey back. You have to change, or there is no hope. It's an old story, and yet it's as up to date as your life and mine. We begin the new road, we take a new direction. We turn towards the love and the light and embrace them as the Lord embraces us. And now it's a whole new ball game. Where there was dryness, there can be refreshment. Where there was confusion, there can be direction. Where there was emptiness, there can be fullness of joy. It is this miracle that the faith invites every one of us to enjoy, no matter where we are, who we have been, what we have done, the indifference and disdain we have shown in the past. He says, I am come to give you a new heart, a clean heart, a fresh start. The new beginning you thought could never happen for you, I will give it to you freely. Because my love for you beats strong and eternal. And people are changed. Hard, bitter hearts, softened and made tender by his grace. Lives without a spiritual dimension, filled with the Spirit of Christ. People with only shame to hold on to, given a new sense of their worth and their wonder. Because the grace of Christ has flooded their soul and changed their mourning to a dance. This is what the faith is about. Changed lives. Another technical term that comes down to being changed, conversion, being born again. Have you been converted? Means simply, have you let Christ begin to change you? And here again, the same truth, the same delightful simplicity. Christ will change us through the power of his friendship and by the grace of his love. And you don't have to be Stephen Hawking to figure out that as we are changed, so the world around us inevitably is changed. And we begin to act as instruments of healing and hope in all the places where we live and work. Our home now has in it a new creative influence. At our work, we bring new commitments, loyalties and graciousness to a situation that is crying out for better things, different ways from the aggressions and the jealousies that wound and spoil. And so the waves of change ripple out from the reality that we have been changed and are being changed. This is the gospel. And it is for everyone. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.